Did you ever see those wood fences they make?
Oh yeah, I saw them. I don't think we ever did. We built it this way. Now I had this hog wire, put that at the bottom. Now that's the way we do.
Yeah. What about a kind of a fence you would have around a garden?
Oh, pickets. I do them, ride them myself.
Yeah.
Something like 5-6 feet pickets. And you got every one of them to nail, you know. You sink the poses first, then put the raft, the thing for you to nail them at the bottom. You either had to put one at the bottom, or else put a trench in the ground and then put date on it. That keep them ever be moved. And then have the other place where you kneel about halfway to pick it.
Yeah.
And that's what we used to do. I did it, yeah. Went back down there with them old cypress logs.
Yeah.
And bolt it up, then bring here and make the pickets. That's what I do.
Now, the dishes that you'd eat off of would be your best, what?
Dishes?
Yeah. What kind of utensils did you have?
You mean for the eat out?
Yeah.
Oh, Mama had a lot of some kind of a tray, wood, old wood. Well, it was old, as time run on, did she come and get plates. That's what they have. It's, you know, they're glass. But we have had these here. You could buy them things, little wooden bowls to eat out. And some people would make them. Yes, I see people hew them out. Something to eat with.
Yeah. Now, when you wanted to fool a chicken, what would you put in the nest to make them lay?
To make them lay?
In the nest, yeah.
You had to build a hen nest. And I'll tell you what my mama had it, would do them. I had it, yeah. That thing broke down here last year. I could put 2 or 3 and keep them a month, a week. You can call it a fattening pen. Keep his water in there, then feed him every day. Sure would.
Did you ever, your best dishes would cause you what?
Would cause you what?
Would be called your china?
China, yeah.
Mm. What was that?
Yeah, that's some kind of glass they call china.
China. Mm. Yeah. What did you carry water in, Mr. Ike?
A jug. Just an ordinary stone jug. We'd carry it to the field.
Mm. What would it have in the top of it?
Oh, the cork.
What?
Cork. The same kind of cork, but you put it on a line to fish with. Usually could buy the cork.
When you were carrying water around the house, what would you carry it in?
A dipper.
Okay, or did you ever see things that have a handle on it?
My handle on it? A dipper.
A bucket?
A bucket, yeah. Then we had another short thing you could tear more than a dipper.
Yeah.
What you call that thing?
When you milk the cow, you carry the milk around in a what?
In a
pail?
Pail, water pail. A milk. Then it had a strainer made on it.
A strainer?
Yeah. You could milk it into this thing, what you call a milk bucket.
Uh-huh.
Then when you get to the house, you just turn it like, then it had a stem like that.
Yeah.
It's made in this form.
Uh-huh.
But a strainer ain't it. If anything happened to get in it while she's milking, well, it wouldn't be in there when you strain it into the what you call them thing, or what you put them in, put your milk in?
Jar? Jug?
No, just your
bottle?
Crock, I'll call it.
Crock?
Yeah.
Crock?
My wife had some of them that wide and about that deep.
Is that so? Mm. Now, at the table, you might have something that you would keep to throw all the things in where you could feed the pigs, and that was a what?
Yes, a slop bucket.
A